Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. As I frequently say, don't confuse highbrow cinema with good movies or genre films with bad movies. Good and bad exist in both of these worlds. So this week, I'm looking at three entertaining genre movies. We've got Lounge Singers in a Hotel in war-torn North Africa, a singles retreat in a hotel run by vampires, and a family living in a dollhouse-like home that might be haunted.
What is it?
Ishtar, written and directed by Elaine May from 1987. Lyle Rogers, played by Warren Beatty, is a gullible rube from the sticks. While Chuck Clark, played by Dustin Hoffman, is a fast-talking pickup artist from Queens. Together, they're Rogers and Clark, a musical duo of singer-songwriters in New York City. They think they're going to be the next Lennon McCartney or Simon and Garfunkel, but they're missing one key element: talent. They're talentless. Needless to say, they're going nowhere fast. Their savings are gone, their girlfriends have left them, and their agent is far from helpful. But he does have a gig lined up for them at a hotel in Morocco if they have to leave, if they get there today. Sounds good, so they fly off via the remote fictional kingdom of Ishtar. But Ishtar, that's the name of the movie, is on the brink of revolution. An ancient map that a local archaeologist found is the only spark needed to light that revolutionary fire. Lyle and Chuck are clueless, of course, and just want to perform their act, but these hapless Americans are quickly drawn into intrigue. There's a shifty American CIA agent, played by Charles Grodin, who convinces Chuck he can help their career, and a fiery revolutionary named Shira, played by Isabel Adjani, disguised as a young man, who seduces Lyle to get him to help her cause. So will Rogers and Clark split up? Well, as fate would have it, they end up in a camel caravan in the middle of the Sahara Desert, pursued by militants, mercenaries, gunrunners, nomads, and U.S. bomber jets, all convinced they have that crucial map. Okay, when Ishtar came out in 1987, it was a colossal flop. Many critics calling it the worst movie ever made. I disagree. I finally watched this thing, and I think it's a hoot. It's funny and actually politically astute. When was the last mainstream comedy you saw with the CIA and U.S. military shown in a bad light as the bad guys? More than that, here you have Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman. These guys were icons, sex symbols. They were like the top actors. Here they are making fun of the whole generation of baby boomers, saying, how did they all end up so uncool? Even their improvisational songs are funny in a bad, funny way. So if you're yearning to see a forgotten piece of 80s culture, check out Ishtar. Tokyo Vampire Hotel, written and directed by Shion Sono. It's 2022 in Tokyo, Japan, and something big is about to happen. Manami, played by Tomi Teyami, can feel it. She's about to turn 22 and is having strange thoughts, like buzzing away at her hair until she looks like 11 on Stranger Things. But when she witnesses a mass shooting inside a restaurant she was eating in that kills everybody except her, she really freaks out. She barely escapes and owes her life to a mysterious woman named Kay, played by Kaho. That's when Manami discovers that these killings were committed by rival gangs who were both searching for her. She's crucial to their plans, but she doesn't know why. Meanwhile, a major Tokyo hotel nearby has invited singles to a special event, a dating weekend for coupling up. But what the guests there don't know is the hotel is run by vampires, and they're the main course. So add to this a rivalry between two vampire lineages, the Draculas and the Corvins, fighting for power, a Transylvania-Japan connection, and a prime minister who might destroy the world, and there you have it, a bloody, nonstop battle royale fought by rival vampires and hotel guests in a Tokyo hotel. Okay, if you think that's a lot of plot for one movie, you're right. It's actually a condensed version of a TV series edited to fit into a single movie. You get love affairs, Romanian castles, hidden rivers, a female killer dressed in pink, and sinister royal matriarchs, one of whom runs a secret world of blood orgies involving thousands of slaves, all hidden inside her vagina. Tokyo Vampire Hotel isn't everyone's type of movie, but I found it shocking, disgusting, sexy, and hilarious. Director Shion Sono is one of my favorite Japanese directors, not for all tastes, but he's a master schlockmeister, unmatched when it comes to rivers of blood. Every frame in this movie uses saturated color and lightning-fast editing. He uses blood as an art form, spilling it everywhere in a grotesquely beautiful way. Wow. Hereditary, written and directed by Ari Aster. Annie and Steve, played by Toni Collette and Gabriel Byrne, are a happy middle-aged couple with two kids. There's Peter, played by Alex Wolff, a pothead in high school, crushing on a girl from class. And Charlie, played by Millie Shapiro, younger and a bit tetched in the head, if you know what I mean. She draws strange pictures and puts scraps of wood and metal together to make little dolls. She probably got that from her mom, an artist who builds intricate dollhouse dioramas that recreate important aspects of her own family's lives. And they all live in this beautiful, if isolated, wooden house filled with her dollhouses. But ever since Annie's own mother died, strange things start to happen in her house. Things like doors opening by themselves, nonsense words found scrawled on the walls. Charlie wanders off when she should be at home. Peter awakens from hideous nightmares, and Mom finds herself sleepwalking, holding a knife in a fugue state. What does this all mean? But when decapitated birds start leading to human deaths, Annie feels she has to stop this. But what is she fighting against anyway, and is she too late? Okay, Hereditary is a chilling thriller horror movie that's beautifully made. You're never quite sure if you're watching Peter's pot-fueled nightmares, Annie's sleepwalking visions, life inside her little intricate dollhouse dioramas, or if you're watching real life. And by real life, I mean supernatural goings on. Scene changes are so skillfully done, it shifts seamlessly through these conflicting realities. This is director Ari Aster's first feature, but the acting, the exquisite art direction, and the camera work turns a conventional story into a remarkable film. Great horror movie. Hereditary opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Ishtar is at TIFF Cinematheque in a series of Elaine May films, and Tokyo Vampire Club is playing at Toronto's Japanese Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.